The fellow who's arguably the most powerful single economic policymaker in America says when the economy recovers is all about dealing with COVID-19. I'm David Brancaccio. How you doing? The Federal Reserve has the state-of-the-art assessment of the U.S. economy. The Fed's Interest Rate Setting Committee met yesterday and, as expected, decided to keep rates pandemic low, near zero. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer was at the Fed news conference. What did you hear from the chair, Jerome Powell, Nancy?
Well, his main message was the recovery depends on how well we manage the coronavirus. He actually reminded people to social distance and wear masks. Powell also said the Fed won't lose sight of the millions of people who remain out of work. He said he recognizes the economic downturn isn't falling equally on everyone.
And did Powell have new ideas to help those who've lost jobs?
Remember that, David, the Fed doesn't have the tools to directly help people. It makes loans, not grants. And Powell repeated what we've heard from him several times over the past few months. Congress needs to pass another relief package.
I think we'll have a stronger recovery if we can just get at least some more fiscal support when it's appropriate, when it's appropriate and the size Congress thinks it's appropriate.
Did Mr. Powell have any predictions for economic growth, if any, for the rest of this year?
Well, he said the economy is still growing, but not like it was back in May and June. And again, Powell came back to the virus. He said it's a big economic headwind right now. And he also cited the risk that households will run through what's left of their savings and actually pull back on spending.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you. The car service Uber has now reported its quarterly results, and they were crummy given the severe drop-off in rides during the pandemic. A bright spot, food delivery. Uber's stock got a boost this week when California voters passed Proposition 22 that lets ride-hail and app-based food delivery companies keep classifying their workers as freelancers instead of having to hire them as employees. We asked my colleague Molly Wood, host of our program Marketplace Tech, for some context.
Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi did say on the company's earnings call Thursday that Uber would definitely be pushing for more laws like Prop 22 across the rest of the country. And you can see why. Delivery is not a profitable business. DoorDash, not profitable. Lyft, still not profitable. Uber bought Postmates to try to get to profitability, and as we saw this week, lost another $1 billion in a single quarter. Now, yes, it is a pandemic, and the losses were less than the last quarter, but it's still a very big hill to climb to start making money. Another thing to note is that Proposition 22 does require these companies to pay some benefits, a standard minimum base pay, and a subsidy on health insurance that goes up the more you drive. That will, of course, still cost money. We don't know how much, but if more states do enact laws like Prop 22 or versions of them that actually include more benefits for drivers, it's not totally clear how much the passage of this law will improve these companies' finances in the long term.
That's the host of Marketplace Tech, Molly Wood. Thank you, Molly. After the S&P 500 stock index rose 2.7% in the two trading sessions since the polls closed, futures are down this morning. The S&P future is down 0.7%. The Dow future is down 0.6%, 164 points. The Nasdaq future is down 1% now. Oil is down sharply, 3.3%, on the assumption that a second coronavirus wave means less demand for fossil fuel. We continue to cover local and regional ballot measures of national import. Los Angeles County voters approved a criminal justice reform that would boost social services spending by hundreds of millions of dollars. This Measure J was proposed after the Black Lives Matter protest this year to help address racial disparities in policing and incarceration. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
LA County Jail is the biggest jail system in the country, and only 15% of inmates are white, which is why activists say Measure J passing is a big deal. The measure requires that at least 10% of the county's unrestricted general fund go towards things that could cut down the mostly Black and Latinx jail population, like job training, mental health treatment, and substance abuse programs. It cannot be spent on law enforcement or prisons. Isaac Bryan is the executive director of the UCLA Black Policy Project and co-chaired the coalition that put the measure on the ballot.
Currently, 2.5% of unrestricted funds go to the things that Measure J is calling for. Measure J bumps that to 10%.
He says the county currently spends about $230 million on those kinds of programs. LA County government will decide later this month where that extra money comes from, but Bryan says this is not intended to defund police.
The measure doesn't specifically call for any money to come from law enforcement agencies. What it does do is it calls for an investment in the values and the priorities that folks have been marching for all year and been fighting for much longer than this year.
In the wake of protests against police brutality, cities like New York, Baltimore, and Philadelphia cut their police budgets. But what LA County voters approved is a more systemic shift in social service funding, according to Gary Painter, the director of the USC Price Center for Social Innovation.
So I think that you will see nationwide people kind of looking at those who are looking at reforming criminal justice, actually thinking about how one can do that. And this provides a blueprint for how a budget could be situated.
He says if Los Angeles' new spending is able to help shrink its jail population and increase employment, Measure J could prove to be a successful model. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
The Supreme Court of Washington State has ruled that dairy workers in that state must be paid overtime if they work more than 40 hours in a week. This increases chances that maybe agricultural workers in that state could become eligible. Dairies in Washington State say this decision will drive up labor costs, forcing them to turn to more machines. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison, Jay Siebold, and Ben Tolliday. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.